you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Bring us in, babe.
Welcome to Coco Caliente.
So, another week, another episode. We're knocking these out. It's pretty crazy how far we've come from, what is it, February?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm still flat.
No, January. We started at the first of the year.
Did we? Or yeah. Did our first episode come out in February?
No.
You're 100% sure?
Yep. We specifically were waiting on releasing our podcast, right? Until the first of the year.
Okay.
I think
we waited till February because we weren't ready for the beginning of the year.
Oh, maybe.
Anyway, but it's just kind of weird that, you know, we have, you know, people listen to us and they expect us to come out with, you know, content and episodes. And sometimes it's not easy. I won't lie. But
I feel like it's fine.
I think we do a good job.
Yeah.
I think we do really good. It's just crazy to look back and like when we first started, we're like, oh my God, is this even going to work?
When we first started, it was different because we didn't really know what we were doing.
Uh-huh.
And we thought we were taking it like super seriously. And now it's kind of like 5 minutes ago, you're like, do you have something to open the show with? I'm like, we did so much yesterday. We can open with that. So it's not like we don't stress over it as much. And I feel like that's more genuine content.
Yeah.
Before we would be like, I'd be like so scared. I'd say, oh my God, should we re-record something? And we re-recorded something once and it was terrible the second time because the reason for that being is like for podcasts, you can't rehearse because you like get all your thoughts out and then you try to remember, oh, I made a really good point the first time.
Yeah.
What was it? And then you try to like remember and it's just, it's like, it's weird, but like doing it raw and filtered the first time is way better than like a rehearsed second time.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely one of those things like when we did record that second time, we were kind of repeating ourselves.
I was like so mad at Victor because I had made like really good points and he just told me to turn the volume down. So
yeah,
now I'm like,
I can't talk this close. I'm hurting myself.
Wait, so. Okay, hold on.
There.
I don't touch it from time to time, so I don't know.
Maybe just when it gets moved.
You're getting louder. It's good now, right?
No, you can't hear me. You can't hear me. There you go.
Okay.
It's just probably when we move the stuff around.
Back to my story of...
You got really pissed at me.
I got really mad at him because he would steal my points in the argument. And I'm like, dude, that was like my geniusly...
Time out, though.
I'm not a genius often. And when I make a really good point, like I want to say it. And so then he would just sneakily steal it. And I would like give him the death stare.
That is not what it is.
Yes.
No. So Nicole's making it seem like she made a good point and I just went and grabbed it and stole it and didn't let her say it. No.
That's what
happened. We went through the conversation. She never brought it up again because she forgot it. So I had to bring it back into the conversation myself. Therefore, it would be in it. If not, it would have never entered. And I never took it as my own.
Yeah,
so,
you did.
No, I did not. And I brought it in as something that you left out, you know, so.
No, that's not what happened.
You would have never brought it in. You
no,
completely forgot.
I would have forgot.
Yeah, so I brought it back into the conversation, but I didn't take credit for said
It doesn't
ideas.
Matter. Like, it's fine. It was just, like, funny. It was just...
At the time, it was not funny. At the time, we were not... That was not a good day. We were just like, we just got to keep the first one and go with
man.
It.
Oh, man. Because Victor's very likable on the podcast, I'll be honest. Like, when I have to listen...
And
to-
in real life.
Kind of in real
and
life.
And in real life.
And I listen back to the episodes now because he's, like, won't, he just doesn't, I mean, I'm the one that's like, you heard last episode, I deserve more of the cut because I'm really like partaking in the podcast nowadays. And I have to listen back and I'm always like team Vic and I'm like, Nicole, shut the hell up and let him talk. So we had a super busy day yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
September 7th. So we're recording on the Sunday of the 8th. And it was my mom's 49th birthday.
Yes, it was.
It was a year since Victor had proposed to me in the Big Brother 20 house.
Which some would call that an anniversary.
Some would call that an anniversary.
Most would call that an anniversary.
Some.
An engagement anniversary.
Yeah. And then also my grandma got married yesterday.
Yes. A lot of moving parts.
My grandma's been married quite a few times, like not throwing shade on her at all or anything. Mm-hmm. She's my grandma. Obviously I love her, so I don't want people to take this the wrong way, but it's the first wedding that I've been able to like be a part of hers. And it was really, I like started crying.
Yeah, it was emotional. They did a good job. Mm-hmm. It was nice. And it was very, I would say intimate. Yeah. Wedding, because they did it right at their house in the backyard. They had a tent set up and everything. And so it was really cool. Yeah. And it was just all like really close family and friends.
Yeah. And it was set up really nice. And then they did their own vows and like, now Grandpa Jim.
My grandpa-in-law Jim.
His vows were just so perfect because he didn't write them down and he just spoke from the heart and was like crying and was like, I don't feel like I need to write down my love for you. And da-da-da.
It's simple.
It was so simple that I was like, Victor, you have some big shoes to fill now, buddy.
And we were there, actually. It was at the Christmas party last year when he had proposed to her. Yeah. And that was a shock to everybody.
Yeah, because they had only been together for a couple months, I think.
Yeah.
But when you're that age, I think you just know you want to spend your life with someone. You've gone through so much.
Yeah, like, you're like, this is it.
It's different.
Let's just go with it. But before any of the wedding stuff happened yesterday, I got home Friday night, and Friday night Nicole was like, I have a list of chores for you. And that is the thing that I love to hear, right? That's my favorite thing. Like, you need to do these things.
Yes, I
am a person that hates to be told what to do. That is just, I don't know, for me, it's like I'll do them.
I didn't, Victor, I didn't say you need to do these things. I made you a list of things that I'd like for you to get done this weekend. And he immediately goes, where's the list? And I'm like, it's like 1 a.m. I'm like, just check it out tomorrow. He goes, no, I need to see the list. And he's like questioning me about it.
I'm just asking questions. I want to know what I am tasked to do so I can get ready for the next morning to get them done.
Some man things needed to be done in the garage. It was getting really messy.
All I'm saying is we need to work on our approach with each other. Remember the love languages thing?
Okay, so how do you want me to approach this? I made a list on a nice piece of paper.
Like, I don't know.
And I just said, hey, I have a couple things I want you to get done this weekend.
Yeah, there's things you have to get done this weekend.
Yeah, there is.
We
have stuff coming up.
Maybe I'm being a sassafras.
You are, because when you come home, you just want to sit on the couch and watch Netflix because you don't get to do that during the week.
Yes, that is very true.
And so I'm home during the week and I don't have the strength and muscles and tallness that you have. So I put up all the fall decorations. I cleaned the entire house last week and I tried going outside to the window and I hung up most of the fall like leaves around the window.
Yeah. So but, that was actually really quick. That actually wasn't as bad. It took 2 seconds.
I'm not tall enough and I had a ladder. Plus the bees were swarming my head. So I was like, well, this is a job for Vic. And then the garage has a lot of totes in it that are very heavy.
Yeah, that garage
and
was nasty.
I got out like the fall tote and I was just like, oh my God, panting out of breath. And I was like, man, this garage needs to be organized. And that's the only 2 things that you did this weekend.
Yeah. I didn't get to the whole list. We were kind of busy after the.
So I feel like those are normal things to want to get done.
I don't know. Maybe it's just when I get home, I'm just like, I don't really feel like doing anything. And then so just anything that gets put on my plate, I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think some guys, like my dad, thrives in that. Like he wants to be outside and get stuff done, even if he's had like a 16-hour workday.
Mm-hmm.
He just like loves to go outside and do those types of things. And then for you, it's like you just want to chill on the couch or watch TV.
Well, don't make me sound like a lazy bum. I like to do stuff. I just like to do different stuff. If we were in a city, I wouldn't just be sitting on the couch. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
it's different.
It's very like, to me, my love language would be, I find it attractive because how I was raised is when a guy comes home and wants to take care of the yard and the garage. And
I do take care of the yard when I'm here though. I would mow the lawn every weekend and make sure the outside's clean.
Yeah, but I mean, the garage is a man's job, in my opinion, because yeah, of the heavy totes.
I would say that. And then that's fair.
The window thing. And the other things I don't know that I put on the list.
I don't even know what they are.
It was things that I didn't know how to do.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair enough. I just thought that was interesting.
I didn't know that you were upset about that. Well, we just totally talked about that on the podcast without even talking about it in real life. So there it is, folks.
That's how we get through things in our day-to-day.
And we were like passive aggressive towards each other. We will try to leave that in, but if I listen back on it, no, it sounds it's fine. So bad.
It's fine. It's not bad at all. I don't think it's bad at all. I think it's healthy. I really do.
Well,
and the garage looks great now.
Oh, the garage is, how many times have I thanked you for that?
You said that like 50 times.
And you know what? Because I remember the love language saying that if you like say, I thank you and oh my God, I'm so proud and I love it so much. And I told you a million times, like it makes me happy walking out there now that I'm hoping that like,
it does. It does.
Secretly, I want it to like motivate you to do more things like that. Because I heard that that's like the thing.
It is. It is. And that is how I respond to things.
Okay.
That is how I respond
like
to
making,
things.
I was just like, babe, again this morning, thank you so much. This garage looks so good. And I was already out there sweeping out the
leaves.
And
for me, the way things work for me a lot of times, it's like opposed to saying, here's a list of things that I want you to do. Just dropping hints here and there leading up to a weekend like, man, the garage is really nasty. Like
I've been saying that, though, to be fair, for several weeks because I was going to do it a project for both of us because we have to put out our patio
set. Yeah, I thought we were going to do that together, honestly. Yeah. That's what I thought on a weekend or something.
Well, while you were doing that, I was doing stuff in the house yesterday. Yeah. I was cleaning.
But most of the times, because a lot of times, when I was here during the week, the garage would stay clean. You got to give me that credit because I would clean outside and I would blow the leaves out and do all that. The only reason it got like that is because I have been gone for several weeks at a time. And so it just kind of built up and I haven't been actually, and the grass has to get mowed. I should have mowed that. I don't like the way it looks. I gotta hire somebody to do that.
Well, no, my dad can come do it. He asked me and I told him it was fine. Oh, I thought it was fine because there hasn't been a lot of water. So it's like dead.
Yeah, it's not. It looks pretty good. Anyway, so the wedding yesterday was fun.
Yeah, and actually, we're late for our guest. We were supposed to call a couple minutes ago. So our guest this week is going to be Sam Smith from season 21, and then his wife Melissa.
I was so excited. I thought it was Sam Smith, the singer.
I know, everyone got like,
wow.
And then Melissa Smith, his wife. So I'm going to give them a call now.
I'm still equally as excited. It's going to be fun. But I just thought, you know, we could have some music or something. Like, I thought it was going to be Sam Smith, the singer.
Oh, my God, I would die. I've been listening to Sam Smith radio for my whole life.
So how many of us, this happens to everybody, like you finish work or you're done studying or back from class or whatever it is, and you're at home, you put on your sweatpants and you're just lounging around and you're like, what the heck am I going to eat today?
Yeah, that's pretty relatable.
Yeah, you have nothing in the fridge, you don't feel like cooking, you're like,
Or you just have like a frozen pizza or something like that.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't really want to eat that, I want to eat something different. Well, they have an app called DoorDash.
Yeah.
And so basically DoorDash connects you to your favorite restaurants in your city and ordering is super easy. You literally open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be delivered to you wherever you are.
Yeah, and it's in all 50 states and in Canada. So that's super cool.
They have over 340,000 restaurants in 3,300 cities. So
I think the worst thing for going out to eat for me is getting ready. So if I could get the food I want in my living room, like, why not in my comfy clothes?
Right? 100%. And so right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code COCO.
That's $5 off your first order when you download DoorDash app from the App Store and enter code COCO, C-O-C-O.
Don't forget, that's promo code COCO for $5 off your first order from DoorDash.
Enjoy. Hey, Sam, what's up?
Hello. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. It's so weird talking to you guys.
Why is that?
Huh?
Why is it weird?
Because, like, I was just watching you guys on TV, like, a couple years ago. I just YouTubed, like most Savage Nom speeches, and Victor's came up. I totally forgot about that. I was watching it, and I was like, damn!
Yeah, wait, what was it again? What did you do? Oh, you threw beads.
I was a little disappointed because I haven't watched my season, but I did watch that clip because I was intrigued and it had popped up somewhere.
Yeah.
And what I actually did was a poem that rhymed and ended with the beads, but they didn't put it together in poem form. They just like, I guess the poem wasn't that great and they chopped it
or
up.
Or maybe it was really long.
Or maybe it was really long. But yeah, it was a poem that rhymed all the way through and ended with the beads. And I don't know.
That sucks. Well, I also noticed too, like coming out, they chopped up and edited a lot of my crap. And like, there's a lot of stuff that I didn't get credit for. And like only live feeders know it if they were watching. Like they know what I did. But like watching back the show, like, what the hell?
Oh, trust me, man. People who watched 18 didn't think I deserved to win because they didn't show what I did.
It sucks, though. It's like an unfair advantage.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. It doesn't work.
Yeah, no, but the cool thing about Big Brother is that there is live feeds, so thank God, like, that you can get some credit, right?
Yeah. Well, because, too, like, I mean, it helps that the live feeders pop in. Because I'll see, like, certain forums or I'll see, like, Facebook posts and people will be like, oh, Sam didn't do shit. And then I go in the comments and people are like, well, you obviously didn't watch the feeds because this is what happened, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Even down to my veto speech when I first saved Cliff and, like, I made a big joke about, like, Rockstar, because I was like, Cliff, I can't leave you sitting on the block on your son's birthday. Like, it was a big joke, and that didn't even make it.
Yeah.
Like, come on. I thought that was awesome. So, bummed out.
Is your wife there too, or is it just you?
I'm here. Oh, hello.
Hi. And you're Melissa, right?
I am.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I thought it'd be cool to get like your perspective on some things too, because people don't really get to hear from the family.
Right.
And so you guys have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah. Bradley's 2. And also too, like, I'm sure you also know this, but like, since I'm like new to podcasts, like I don't want to be like hopping in, like interrupting people. So I usually wait to be like asked a question or something before like I respond or like Melissa's upon. So just so you know, like, cause I'm still like nervous with this stuff. Usually I wait to hear like a question and I'm like, all right. Now I'll engage, just so you know.
Okay, no, that's fine. And honestly, our podcast is more like conversational rather than like interview-ish.
I don't like the whole question, answer, pause.
But I do have questions prepared for people who like that, Vic. So we're good.
Okay, but we don't really do the – okay, so the question will be asked, but it won't just be done at that answer to the question, right? There'll just be like a follow-up conversation probably to that. But okay.
If it flows into something. No stress, Sam. No stress.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll try.
But we will rewind and go back to before Big Brother. Like,
how did they meet?
Yeah. How did you guys become one?
Oh, okay. Good. I have a good story for that too. So. Are you guessing now?
No, go for it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, we started?
Yeah.
It's been on.
I was like, wait, are you asking this later? Or are you asking me now?
No, it's been on since you answered the phone. Yeah, We've been recording. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right, let me put on my Big Brother voice. No, I'm just kidding. No, me and Melissa actually met in a nightclub, which is kind of like funny because that's our romantic story. I was actually in the nightclub with one of my best friends and I knew of Melissa because I knew of her brother from like a couple house parties. So when I saw her there, my buddy knew her and he was like talking to her this and that. And I kind of was just like on my phone at the bar, like doing my own thing. But then later on, when I went home that night, I ended up like messaging her on Facebook. And I said like, hey, I know your brother. What's up? doing this whole thing. And long story short, she was sort of in like a complicated relationship sort of thing going on. So like she actually friend zoned me the first like 3 months. Oh. And like we're just like she always called me her bestie and everything. And I was like,
oh, that sucks.
Damn it. I could not break it. It freaking sucked. But then she ended up going through like a breakup. She was cheated on, all this crap.
And you're like, oh, no.
I was right there with wide open eyes. So then I end up scooping her up. And she already knew who I was as a person because we're already best friends.
Yeah.
So we dated for 3 months and then we got married. And now we've been married for 8 years now.
Wow. You only dated for 3 months. That's insane. That's awesome. Hey, well,
yeah,
when you know, you know. Actually, Nicole and I were kind of in a similar situation. We were just friends.
And then, he was a friend for like a year and he would tell me about his relationship and I would talk about mine. And
yeah.
And then it just kind of happened after that, which is, I think, is the better way to be the friends first and then merge into the relationship, which, well, that's awesome. That's really cool.
That is.
And so 8 years later, here
and
you
are. I always said that too, like, because I told Melissa that numerous times, like, when you know, because like I knew, like when I met Melissa back then, I freaking knew. There was one time I went to go visit her at her work when we just started dating, I think it was. And we're on the same interstate. I had to get off the exit before she got off her exit. So when I was following her in the car, I physically remember saying out loud to myself as I was following behind her in the car, I said out loud to myself in the car, I said, I'm going to marry that girl one day. Like, and I remember saying that driving down the road.
That's
like,
so cute.
I'll always remember that. Yeah, because it's true. Like when you know, you know, like I knew I was going to marry her. Yeah. It was awesome.
Oh, that's really neat. That's really cool. I like little love stories like that.
Yeah, yeah. And it was super quick because we talked about getting married on a Tuesday and we legit got married that Friday. we weren't joking around.
Right. Aww. Well, also too, because since I was raised in a very strict Christian family, I already kind of like, I moved out of my parents' house when I was 18. So I tore the family apart. I tore the church apart. It was a huge thing. I was the black sheep. I was the prodigal son. Oh yeah. Big drama, big baggage on this story. So we'll just touch base and keep moving. So what happened is when I moved out, I moved in with two lesbians, and that was already almost like the breaker with my family. Like I was almost about to be like shut out because like what's Sam doing? Mm-hmm. But when I ended up dating Melissa, Melissa wanted to get an apartment together, and I ended up telling her like, "Hey, like just to let you know, like I just can't live with a girl because everything I did to my family, this is not gonna go over good at all." And Melissa ended up telling me, she was like, "Well, should we get married?" And I already was like thinking about this, and I'm like, "Hell yeah, let's get married!"
That's so awesome.
Like Melissa actually asked me to like marry her. Technically, it's been a love story ever since.
That's cool. Do you want to get married? I don't know. Do you want to get married?
Yeah, do you?
You're glad like afraid you of the other.
What are you doing next Saturday? Yeah.
If you want to, I want to.
So did you guys have a courthouse wedding?
Well, so that was the original plan, but my mom's like, no, let's have something cutesy.
Yeah.
So my family lives on like hundreds of acres of land. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of like, they decorated like this back porch that overviews like all these farmlands.
And like 4 days? They got that together in 4 days? That's impressive.
Because we knew the court. We knew the judge. He's like, he's a family friend. So like, he's like, I'll just come to your house. No big deal.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome, yeah.
Put lights up on. Yeah, it was like a quick little family, you know.
Yeah.
Just family.
Like, we only had, I think, like, 30 people there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we went to Dorney Park after for our honeymoon.
Yeah, because we had a cruise coming up because we got married in June, but we had a cruise scheduled for November, so that was going to be our honeymoon. But we wanted to get away for the weekend, not like stay at the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we just went up, and we love going to parks. We love going to
before the kids, and I'm really glad we did because all that is ruined. Nothing like that anymore.
Yeah, we love the theme.
That's awesome. Well, I'm happy. That's really neat. So were you guys at that time Big Brother fans already?
That year we started.
Yeah.
We started on Andy's season.
Oh, 15. That was the season we started on?
Mm-hmm. 15?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
what? That was what, 2012? 2013?
13.
Oh, I thought it was the season before that.
So then that would have been 14. That would have been with... Brittany? No, 14 was... what was 14?
Oh, I thought we started the year
which,
we got married.
Which one was like McCray and stuff?
Oh, that was 15.
Oh, so maybe it was 15.
Oh. Yeah, I only know that because I was 16 and they were 15, so I know what was right before me.
Yeah, we were just randomly going through the channels and Big Brother was on. We're like, oh, let's watch this. And we ended up like...
Oh, I thought...
Loving it.
No, I thought... I thought your whole work was like always watching it, and you were like, I'll be part of the conversation and what they're talking about. Because I remember you came home from work the one day, and you're like, we have to watch Big Brother.
Yeah.
And I was like, reality shows are dumb. And then her and I ended up watching it, and I was like, all right, I can get with this. Right. Like, that's this is cool. Yeah. And then that's, I think, what like kickstarted it. But never in a million years did I think I was going to end up being on it. Like, I legit applied last year because Melissa like was telling me I should. I had no intentions of doing it, but she like kept on me. She's like, Sam, you got to do it. You have a good personality. And I was just like, yeah, all right. So then she kept like hounding me, like, put in a video. And then the one day I was at work and she texted me. She's like, did you do your video yet? And I'm like, oh my God, fine. I'll do a stupid video. So I ended up like sitting in like a customer's dock, and I sat in my truck and I just like shouted off a bunch of stuff. I screamed and yelled on my phone for like a minute and a half. And I just like randomly sent it in. And then just everything like freaking skyrocketed. Yeah, after that.
Wait, so this was like, you applied for Big Brother 20 first or 21?
No.
This one.
No, yeah.
This was your first one.
Yeah. I applied last, I think it was like October or something. I sent it in. And then I got a call in March that like did Skype, and then they flew me out, and then the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, you're like, every time I would go for an interview, I would keep thinking to myself, like, all right, well, this is where it ends.
Yeah.
Like, this is where it's not going to go any further. All right, this one's good. But, like, I don't know. Like, I love doing that stuff.
Yeah.
So when I was actually in it, like, I was in the moment. Like, I was living the dream. Like, I just got, like, every single interview, I was, like, going hardcore, and I loved it. Like, I seriously loved it.
Yeah.
What, so why didn't Melissa apply?
Oh, that's not my cup of tea. I'm more of a sideline cheerleader, behind the scenes type of gal.
But it is good that he had you to push him to apply.
Yeah,
because
if not, he wouldn't have.
Probably, I know.
Yeah.
Well, it also helped too, because like production and stuff would ask me like, Sam, you know, if you're picked to be on the show, like, how is your wife going to handle this? I'm like, well, this is all her idea. Like, she'll tell you. Like, I'm just here because she told me to be here.
Yeah. That's exactly what production would want to hear, you know? Like, that's perfect.
Right. And what are your trucker friends, what were they thinking when you were applying? Because those guys are like, you know, like true grit. Like, I wouldn't do anything like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Hardcore guys.
Well, a lot of them don't watch reality TV. I mean, that's like given, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like it ended up being funny because I noticed when I went. So the company I work for, Old Dominion, it's really big across America.
It's actually, I used to be a freight broker, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Really? I didn't know that. That's cool.
Once upon a time, yep.
Yeah. So Old Dominion is really, really big, but. Like, you never really talked about Big Brother or reality TV or anything like that. But then ever since I went on, they found out that it was a driver from Old Dominion because it was on all the Old Dominion Facebook pages, the Instagrams, all the stuff.
That's awesome.
And all of a sudden, like, tons of people started watching it only because, like, I was on it.
Yeah.
You know, which was, like, cool. But no one really said much about it. My terminal loved it. They all came out to the watch party and stuff. They were, like, doing this, doing that. And especially, too, like, I like where I work as well. So I never have anything bad to say about him either, which helped being on live feeds.
Yeah.
You know how it is. Over time, you want to talk about whatever you want. So luckily,
something didn't slip out because you don't have any ill feelings about them anyway. So nothing like that would come out.
Because you know those would come out eventually if I did.
Yeah.
You know? Because I did notice that in the house. Like you end up saying, when you go in the house, and you know this. You're like, oh, you know, I'm going to be careful what I say and this and that. And often you're in there and your mouth is like a sewer. Just everything comes out.
Yeah, I don't even want to pick my nose in the house. That was something that I was
thinking
about.
I picked my nose under the covers. Yeah.
I can totally see that. We just started watching Big Brother After Dark last night.
Because
I want to see like episode one or starting to like work my way through it. And I was watching myself on there. And I was like, I was picking my nose in the bow room. And I'm like, stop! Like, what are you doing? No!
People I was going to ask you if you watched, like, are you watching it, Big Brother, then? Are you watching, like, live feeds, the regular episodes? Did you watch your episodes?
I never watched live feeds ever, and I still haven't watched the live feeds, which I wish I did, because even when I was in the house, I didn't think cameras were on us all the time.
Mm.
Like, I didn't think it was, like, that big of a
reality
thing. And all of a sudden,
check.
Watching now, I'm like, oh, boy. Like, damn it. That sort of sucks. I wish I knew that going to the house. So, So yeah. So when I got out, I definitely binge watched on the actual show, mm-hmm. which then left me like disappointed when I was like, oh, all right, well, that didn't happen. I didn't get credit for that. Mm-hmm. Or else something else happened. I'm like, all right, well, I was irrelevant again. Mm-hmm. It's like I was binge watching the show by that, but I'm officially caught up as of last weekend. And that's why me and the wife just started last night watching Big Brother After Dark. But yeah. I'll legit, because Melissa was saying, she's like, Sam, do you want to see what they're talking about in the other rooms? And I was like, no, not really. I don't care. I just want to see myself and see what I said. And then we can just forward and just delete it eventually. So,
yeah.
So that's what I've been doing recently the past couple of days whenever I get a chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Like, it was hard. I didn't watch... Well, we say this like every time we talk to someone, but we didn't watch hours back just because I don't know.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
No, it's tough to watch if I were.
No.
I'll wait until like I'm in my 40s or something.
Yeah, maybe.
And really?
You still haven't seen your episode?
Nope, not at all.
No.
The only thing we watched was...
So did you guys watch back Amazing Race or not?
Well, that was live as we were... Like, because we had... Not live, sorry. That we had filmed that a year in advance. So as it's coming out, we're just seeing, you know, how...
We watched it with everyone else because we didn't know it was going to show. So yeah, that was really kind of weird.
It was scary.
Even when Vic proposed to me in the Big Brother 20 house, I had a hard time watching that like 3-minute segment. Uh-huh. It's hard to watch yourself on TV. I don't know.
It's uncomfortable.
You just like don't know. You're like, I look like that, right? I do that
or yep. is that the edit they chose?
I don't know. So I just kind of come out and I'm just like, all right, I'm at peace with it. It's over. It's not on the TV anymore and I can go back and watch it. But definitely curious though, like how you would be curious. Like I want to see what they showed, like what they give me credit for and stuff. And like, I guess coming out to the public of like the Twitter world, you know what they gave you credit for and what they didn't, because trust me, people will let you know.
Oh yeah. Twitter is savage. Tyler Crispin messaged me like, it was like 2 days after I got out and he was like, bro, whatever you do, stay off Twitter. And I was like, what does he know? So I started Twitter. And I went on there and holy crap.
Yeah.
Man, if you want your feelings hurt, go on Twitter.
I changed over my I didn't like it so much that now it's just our podcast Twitter. I was like, I'm not going to have a personal Twitter anymore. It's just our podcast and that's it. It's just so bad. Because even if you have like positive intentions, people make it something negative, and I'm just like,
there's always something to like nitpick on. Because I think too, like after America's Favorite's over, I don't think I'll be on Twitter. Like I really don't care for Twitter. Like I'm not a fan because it's all over. And like I noticed, like there's tweets in there too that are totally untrue.
Yeah,
and also like people will like share this BS, and like I'm not even gonna engage in it. But also I look and it's like retweeted like hundreds of times. And I'm like, are you kidding me? That's not even true. Who's going to fact check that?
This happened to me last night where a house guest tweeted something about me just 3 years ago. And I'm just like, Victor, it's not even true. This didn't happen. But I'm going to sit here. I'm going to be quiet because
there's no validation.
It's not worth the engagement you're wrong.
Right. Exactly. And also, too, like, I feel like Twitter is like a bunch of little kids. So I feel like they could say, I feel like they say whatever they want to try to get you upset just so you talk. Like,
I think
feel like
so
they
too.
Hold you on a little pedestal. Like, I hope Sam talks to me. Well, what can I say to him? Oh, I'm going to say, I hope he loses his kids and see if he talks to me.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's like stuff like that where I'm
that's just so terrible.
Yeah people are...
Yeah.
Just I block. Dumb. I will just block, even though they'll make 1,000 more accounts. It's just like... I mean, or you can mute, or you can just completely ignore, which is probably the best, or just stay off Twitter.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, I take it they don't have a job, and that's just...
they're just shooting from the hip, trying to get a response, because that's what I noticed about Instagram, too. Like you could post something, and, like, hundreds of comments are all positive, and you'll get one nasty one. And I usually, like, click on their profile, and it's, like, 0 followers, 0 following, 0 posts. I'm like, oh, good job. Yep. You got me. Like, get out of here.
Exactly.
Stupid.
So I know Nicole and I were always, you know, bubbly and happy and everything, but there are some times in our lives and in everybody's lives where things do get difficult. Mm-hmm. And for that, there's this company called BetterHelp. And so if there's anything that interferes with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. Mm-hmm. They have licensed professionals, counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, anger, self-esteem. They really cover everything. They have 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states, and they're available worldwide. They can communicate with you via text, chat, phone, and video, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours.
So right from your home, that's like really, it's nice that you don't have to go somewhere and get anxious about going, you know, to talk to someone.
Exactly. And it's anything you share is completely confidential. And if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge. Mm-hmm. And so get help on your own time and at your own pace. And you can schedule secure video or phone sessions plus chat and text with your therapist. It's affordable, it's convenient, secure, professional, and best of all, with our discount code COCO, mm-hmm. you can get 10% off your first month. That's again, our discount code is COCO, C-O-C-O. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/COCO. Simply fill out the questionnaire to get help, and they assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/COCO.
Okay, so then let's get into the Big Brother. Let's get into Big Brother a little bit.
Okay.
So you were, Vic didn't really get to watch much of this season. He's been super busy, but you were the last one to be evicted before jury, correct?
Right, yes.
And then you didn't even get to play in the like battle back comp, right?
No, because I was already there. Like I was in the house for the camp. Comeback.
So. Yeah. So sucks. Like you kind of got into that weird one spot where you're not in jury, but you didn't get a chance to come back. Like, how do you feel about that? Do you think about it?
I'm perfectly fine with it because the majority of the people in the house are all in their 20s. So they want to go to jury. They want to get their little stipend pay, and mm-hmm. that's fine. Be my guest. But you guys know how boring the house was, and I really, really miss Melissa and my two boys. Uh-huh. So being in there the 44 days, like, it was taking a toll on me where I did, like, when I first went in there, I was like, yeah, let's all make jury. Yeah. This is going to be awesome. It's going to be a big party after. Mm-hmm. But then, like, a couple weeks in, I was like, maybe not.
That's
like,
what I
will gladly leave. Because too, like, if like I'm either gonna win or I'm gonna go home before jury.
Yes.
Those are the two things. I did not want to go to jury because you're irrelevant. You're not on camera, and that sucks. Like nobody knows you're there, and I'm gonna miss the boys and Melissa the whole time I'm sitting there. Whoopie doopie, I get there to watch a sunset and watch and binge watch TV shows. Like, and also too. Remember, when you're in the house, you know how like you have to put up with people that you don't even like just because you have to like them in the house?
Yes.
Well, if you're stuck with them in jury,
you don't
that
have to
sucks.
Like them. Yeah.
Because, but... like, I don't want to be with them. I didn't like them in Big Brother. I don't like them in the jury house either.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, it was a lot of stuff. So I almost got the votes flipped. And this is another live feeder thing. I almost got the votes flipped on my night when I was being evicted. They almost evicted Kat instead. It was right on the edge. And when we were sitting in the eviction chairs about to go live, I still had the votes. And when everyone sat down, Jack turned to me and was like, hey, Sam, sorry. And I was like, oh, no, he switched. And then I looked at Tommy. Tommy shook his head. I looked at Cliff. Cliff was like, hey, Sam, we tried. And at that point, like, I wasn't even mad because I knew this was the last eviction before jury.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so fine with it. I was like, great. All right. Get me out.
Not because, me though.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if they saved me though, like I would still be like stuck in there.
Yeah. I know. I wanted you to get the full experience. So I wanted you to win an HOH. Like,
I'd still be in there.
Yeah.
No, that would not be awesome. Like, it does not look fun. Like, all right, the pool looks great. And then what are you going to do after 5 minutes when you think it's great? Like, what do you do? Like, that sucks. Like, I hated sleeping with people in the same house. I hated hearing their snorings. I hated hearing them talking about their farts and their bathroom problems. It's disgusting.
Oh, that's
hilarious. I do not care to live with strangers. I'm a happily married man in my 30s. I could care less anymore. So I did not want to go to jury. And yes, I do watch the jury clips back, and they look awesome. I would love to experience the house for a day. But in the longevity of it, yeah. No, I don't want to go to Jerry. Get me out of there.
I know what
so
you
mean. Do it again?
Yeah, yeah. No. If I, all right. No. If I was asked to go back on Big Brother, like I totally would. Mm-hmm. First of all, I have different plans now going into the house. If that would happen.
Yeah,
everybody
but
does.
Also too,
yeah.
I mean, part of me says I want to live the experience and go to Jury. But everyone holds Jury to this huge degree, like, oh my God, you made Jury, congratulate. It's nothing special.
Yeah.
Who cares? you sit in a house, like, not on camera. Like, that sucks. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not a huge Jury fan. Like, no. The internet goes nuts. Like, I see all the comments, like, when they're saying, like, ha, 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 Sam, Jess made Jury, you didn't. And I'm just like, cool. All right.
Yeah.
Have fun sitting in there. Yeah. Like a good one. Cause like, I really don't care. Like I would love to say I made it to Jury, mm-hmm. but I really don't care. And I really didn't want to make Jury. I'm either going to win Big Brother or I'm getting voted out before Jury. And that's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, no, you're right. But I see what Melissa, I was lucky enough. I got the whole experience, right? Out back in right. Veto, HOH, all that stuff. And I only had to spend, one day in Jury, mm-hmm. which is awesome, but I got to go to Jury. No, it was boring.
Okay, so Big Brother 16 Jury was very fun because all my best friends were in there. Donnie, Zach, like I was close with Hayden, Jocasta. Like it was, if you could have all your best friends, and like you said, I was like 21 years old. So it was so fun, but if I had got stuck in the BB18 Jury, I would have like, get me home now.
Right. Exactly.
If you were stuck in Jury with like Melissa, you'd be like, dude, this is like heaven, you know?
Yeah. It'd be awesome. It would be, it'd be vacation stuff because even like when I look back at the house now, like I would have like for Jury, I would have liked David to be in there.
Yeah.
I would like Nicole.
And you're
Clint,
close
like
with
all,
Bella.
All my favorites.
Yeah.
But, right. Bella, Nick. Like, mm-hmm. that's all awesome. But like, looking at Jury now, I don't give a crap. Like, I'm glad I'm out. Like, I don't want to be annoyed every day. And like, I was seriously, like, in the house, people annoy the crap out of you and you can't do anything about it because it's a game. You have to pretend that you like everybody. It's just so exhausting.
With you, I thought like this was when I was talking to Vic, I was like, oh, you didn't get a chance to compete back in. But I was like, he's married with kids. It's bittersweet. I feel like for him to,
you know,
if he's doesn't want to be stuck in Jury for X amount more months, like that's exactly. So I was wondering how you were feeling. So you definitely made that clear. It's very, it's like a new side. I'm glad people can hear what you're thinking because it's probably not what they think you're thinking.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why tons of people are saying like, oh, I wish you made a Jury. Like, I don't. Like, I'm glad I'm out. Like I said, I'm either going to win or I'm not. Like, so I wouldn't. Yeah. Yeah. I'm good. And even looking back from how long I've been home now, that seems like forever. And to think of if I'll sit in Jury this whole time rotting away, like, oh, that sucks.
And
like,
so,
that sucks. Like, there's no jealousy here at all.
And you're close. Who are you closest with? Are you closest with Bella?
Right now, Bella. Yes. Because she's already been at our house like three weekends ago, right?
Yeah. Which, I was wondering about like, that. So you live, where do you live?
Pennsylvania. Over, an hour from the Poconos. So
okay.
I'm going to be 2.5 hours from Nick. Mm-hmm. Right now, Bella's back in D.C. with her mom. So, I'm 3 hours from her. So, it's like she was able to drive up. So, like, it's easier to do stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
But also coming out, like, I've seen other sides of people as well of where, like, when I first left the house, I thought I was completely cool with everybody.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm friends with everybody. And all of a sudden, I'm watching things back, when people made stuff personal and stuff like that, like, yeah, everyone talks crap in the game. It's part of Big Brother. I get that.
Yeah.
But when people attack, like, family and stuff that have no relation to the game, it's unnecessary. And that's where I draw the line at, for me personally. So looking back on the show, when I get things sent to me on Twitter and stuff like that of people saying stuff about, like, Melissa or the boys, I'm not friends with everybody now.
Yeah.
So, like, I can care less. Like, I really think I'm still going to be friends with Nick, Bella, and David. They're, like, my top three.
Yeah.
Like, me and David still call each other maybe,
that's
like,
good.
Once a week. Mm-hmm. We're all going to Vegas together. But, like, those are my top three that I really, really enjoy as of right now. But who knows? Because once Nicole and Cliff get out and we're at finale, I loved Nicole and Cliff.
Yeah, they seem super awesome.
yeah, I cannot wait to see them for a finale, especially Nicole. Mm-hmm. If she makes it to like top three or final two, like, oh my God, I'm so excited.
And you guys are going to Give Kids the World in Florida, right?
Yes, that was awesome. Because I've always wanted to do something like charity-wise, mm-hmm. like for kids, because my whole life, and even when me and Melissa were married, we were never big fans of kids. We never really liked kids.
Okay.
Like, we're just like, like, whatever. Take the little germ-infested amoebas away from us. Like, just gonna get us sick. But then over time, when we had our boys, and all of a sudden we like really started liking kids, and I'm like, oh my God, like I love children now.
Yeah.
So now that I had like the platform to go to like a foundation or a charity and especially Give Kids the World,
mm-hmm.
that was so eye opening. It makes you thankful for what you have in life. It makes you like appreciate what you have. It makes you see other people and their issues and yeah. see like you gotta give them so much credit, like geez, like hang in there. Mm-hmm. I loved being around that. Like that was a dream come true that I could finally do something like that. And that whole Give Kids the World was amazing. If there's any charity that I would ever like really hardcore promote and like really hardcore go for,
yeah.
that'd be Give Kids the World, because mm-hmm. they do a lot of stuff. And it turns out one of the drivers who I work with at my terminal, he was having a problem with his son, mm-hmm. and they went to Give Kids the World because
oh.
when I came back, he was telling me about, they knew everything about it. Their kid's star is actually hanging in one room where every kid signs a star and hangs in the room. Their kid's star is like in that room, and I did not know that. Like that was amazing.
So it probably makes you feel so good raising money for somebody in your tight, close circle you didn't even know about.
Yeah, and who would have thought, like, here's me, little podunk Sam from Pennsylvania. Like, I'm just a normal person nobody cares about. And I'm able to go and, like, promote something like this and actually raise money for something like this. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So incredible. I loved it. I would love to do it again, and I hope they invite me back next year because I will definitely go.
They'll invite you back for sure.
Yeah, they will.
And would you get to meet anybody that you, like, loved watching on TV? I don't know who went, but, like, any Big Brother players?
Big Brother players, like I like Josh a lot.
Oh, yeah,
I like KC.
Mm-hmm.
But different show, Survivor.
Oh.
I lost my mind when I saw Rick Devins.
Yeah, I love Rick Devins.
Yes,
so do
we. I loved him on Survivor. I watched him all the time. I was rooting for him the whole entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were down in Orlando, and also the Rick Devins came in, I was like fangirling.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And it was so weird because I went up to Rick and I was like, dude, I was a huge fan of you. I need a picture with you. And mm-hmm. he turned to me. He's like, dude, he's like, Sam, he's like, I need a picture with you. And I'm like, what? Like, why do you want a picture with me? It's like, that's so cool. But yeah, I was totally fangirling. I love Rick Devins. And even in person, he was super, super cool. So that was my big thing.
Yeah.
I loved Rick Devins.
We want to get him on the podcast. We feel like we loved watching him on Survivor. Like, we're just like, he's got to win.
Yeah, I was disappointed when he didn't
win.
Oh,
my God. And once he wasn't in the finale, I was like, I'm done. Like,
yeah, waking up at night looking for the idols and stuff. And this is funny.
Just fun to watch. He was so fun to watch.
A character for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you kind of celebrated Christie's eviction on Twitter. So was that something you were waiting for a while since she was on the block so much or like?
Well, let me back it up here for a second. So Christy, everyone in the house I was completely friends with. Everybody. Mm-hmm. I thought when we get out, we are lifelong best friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I came out, I was flying out of LAX. My first phone call was to Melissa. So I called her and we were chit-chatting, seeing mm-hmm. what the boys are doing, all the stuff. And she ended up asking me, she goes, Sam, she goes, like, do you think you're friends with everybody in the house? And I was like, oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
We're good. I love everybody. And Melissa was like, I don't think you're going to like Christy. And I was like, okay, why? And she's like, well, she said a lot of stuff about, like, us as a family, like, in the house. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, all right. So I just left that on the back burner.
Right.
So I came home. A lot of stuff was sent to me. About like Christy saying stuff like that.
On like live feeds, things she was saying on live feeds.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And the one thing that really, really got me, that really burned my biscuit, was the night when I was being evicted and I was saying that I would go off Christy 100%. She was trying to get out, make me inject. Like I was telling the hardcore truth.
Mm-hmm.
Hardcore truth. There was no lie on my part. And it showed her in the archery room with Jack, maybe Cliff. I think Tommy was in there, and she was calling me a coward and all the names in the book because I didn't want to make a big fight on my last day, which is true. I didn't want to fight on my last day. Yeah. If I'm going, I don't want to have a huge blowout for no reason and then leave and like America hates me or like all the players hate me. Yeah. I don't want to do that. Like, right. If I could leave in a nice, respectable way, I was going to do it.
Yeah.
And when she was in the archery room, she was like, I can't believe Sam. He's such a pussy, such a coward. Oh my God. And then she ends up saying, which is fine. She can call me a coward all she wants. That's personal towards me. I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. But she ended up saying, I feel so bad for Sam's wife, Melissa, being married to such a coward. Screw you call me a coward. Call me a coward all you want. It's you're talking crap on other house guests. That's fine.
But don't bring my wife into it.
My wife, yeah. Melissa. When I'm telling the truth, and you're gonna name drop Melissa and say like, I feel so bad for Melissa being married to such a coward. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
I was telling you the truth. Like, oh. So that kind of did it for me. So I am not friends with Christy. I don't plan on being friends with Christy. And I will talk to her at finale. Mm-hmm. And who knows? Maybe I'll talk to Christy and she'll be like, oh my God, Sam, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean that. And maybe I'll be like, oh, okay, well, cool. Thank you for saying sorry. And then I'd actually probably be all right. Yeah. But I don't see it happen like that. So
I'm sure she will say sorry. I feel like she cries a lot and like, will be like, I feel so bad, you know.
Impulsive.
She reminds me of Michelle's gameplay a little bit.
She could, but I've seen like the side of her. When she first found out that I was trying to campaign to go after her if I were to stay, I saw the way she acted and she sort of brought out like the witch mode. Yeah. And I could see the way she carried herself. So now I could see the other side of that. So I don't think, depending what happens at finale or what is said, because I definitely want to ask Christy about it. Like, how do you feel about name dropping Melissa? When I was telling the truth, you called me a cover. Well, I remember. I'll bring it up on Twitter before I delete it. So I don't plan on being friends with her. I do want to talk to her about it because I really want to see what she was thinking. Because I made that known in the house. Like, attack me all you want. Talk shit on me all you want. We all did it to all the other house guests. It's Big Brother. That's what you signed up for. But when you go out to her, like, family, get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, they legit aren't even playing the game. And you're going that low. Like, even with Christy swearing on her sister a million times when she's downright lying. That's a little dirty.
Well, because she doesn't have a sister, right?
No, I think she does.
Oh, she does have a sister?
Yeah. Somebody posted on Instagram her sister. I think so. This is what I saw.
Okay, then you would know more than me, probably. Because I was thinking, well, maybe she doesn't have a sister. And so maybe that's why she's doing it. But I don't know if she has a sister. Now I'm super curious and I got to figure that out.
No, but, well, she always talked about her sister on the live feeds because she's a hairdresser and she's like my sister's a badass bitch. She comes after anybody. This and that. And I know her sister has commented back and forth with Bella before.
Okay. So she does have a sister. Cause I was thinking if she's swearing on her sister, but she doesn't really have a sister, like that's better than swearing on, you know, like you're swearing on nobody technically. Yeah. And like, I was giving her the benefit of the doubt. I was like, okay, so she doesn't have a sister. She lies straight up when she says, I swear on my sister. It's always a lie. So I'm like, okay, so she doesn't have a sister.
Right. So it's just, it's freaking insane.
Which I thought was a good smart game move to swear on someone that you don't even have. I was like, that's smart, but here she does. Whoops.
Right. Well, that's why who was it, babes?
I don't remember.
Somebody in the house sweared on their grandmother, but their grandmother was dead.
Who was that? Wait, this year?
No, yeah.
It wasn't this year.
Yes, it was. It was Nicole or something?
No.
Somebody sweared on their grandmother and everyone was losing their mind, but it turned out their grandmother wasn't alive or something.
Yeah, I thought that was another season.
It might have been.
That does sound familiar, but I don't know if it's this season. But then again, I've just been keeping up on Twitter. I'm a little bit behind on the show, but Twitter keeps me up to date. Don't worry. So Nicole,
you're right.
Nicole
does.
So Nicole won veto, which is super exciting. You're probably ecstatic about that. And yes. I mean, I'm super happy about it. And let's assume she takes Cliff off because that's what she's saying. So we'll assume, that. And now Jackson's forced to put up Holly. So this will be the first time Holly is seeing the block, which is crazy. And she's being put up by her best ally. Do you think, what do you think Nicole and Cliff are going to do with the votes? Keep Holly?
Well,
or get rid of Tommy? Like, or I guess it's the same thing. Keep See, Holly or keep Tommy?
This is a real big 50-50 issue because on one hand, you have Holly, who is in this four-person alliance with Cliff, Nicole, Nikki, and Holly. So are they going to stay true to their word? Because when you look at it, Mickey's winning left and right. So
yeah, three HOHs and three vetoes so far.
Right. Mickey is going to take Holly with him. Mm-hmm. So you got to look at it from that perspective. Right. You keep Holly, you're not even making it final two. If Mickey goes to win the game, you're not even making it final two. You're out. So you got to think of it from that perspective.
Yeah.
But then if you vote out Holly, all right, you broke that up. You broke the alliance up.
Yep.
And now you have Tommy, and Tommy has a real, real good social game. Mm-hmm. And now Tommy, who knows Chrissy forever, you really think Chrissy's not campaigning for Tommy in the jury house right now?
Yeah, that's true.
She's not purposely doing it. She's probably just talking about it. She probably told them all how her and Tommy know each other. So everyone's going to already have a thing in there for Tommy. So
I feel like it's going to be bad, though, if she tells them that they knew each other. That seems like an unfair advantage to me. Like, I wouldn't vote for someone that I knew had a little bit of a... Yeah, that's an unfair advantage, I feel like. What do you think?
Yeah, but like game-wise, that was actually pretty sick. Like, nobody had a clue. Like, they kept that on the down low. Like, and trust me, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Like, hardcore. Like, I understand it. But, like, they kept that on such wraps. Like, that was actually pretty impressive.
Yeah, but I don't think Chrissy will tell people
I don't think
that
so
they
either.
Know that. I know. Think she'll campaign for him because she knows him.
Nah, Chrissy has a huge mouth.
Yeah, but I think smart-wise, if she really wants Tommy to win, she shouldn't tell people.
That's
She's
what
not
I think so,
care
too.
That much. Yeah. I don't think so.
For Nicole's game, she needs to... I really like Holly. I'm starting to really like her, but I think she would need to evict Holly because she would be everyone's second chair. Jackson would take her, Tommy would take her, and Cliff would take her.
Oh, that's
don't you
good
think
stuff.
They would all take her? Don't I think they all think they can beat her, and she's close. She's loved by all three of them, and then otherwise Jackson will take Holly. Obviously, Holly will take Jackson. Then Cliff and Nicole will take each other. But I definitely, if she gets rid of Holly, Nicole's guaranteed final two.
Right.
But she has to get Cliff on board, and Cliff wants to keep Holly. So that's the thing is. She'd have to get Cliff on board, and I don't know. He's pretty smart. I really like watching Cliff. He wins when he needs to win, and he's really smart with knowing what will benefit his game.
Right.
Well, I mean,
no.
I love Cliff. No, I love Cliff. I have nothing bad to say against Cliff.
Yeah.
I hope we're friends when we're out here, but, Cliff is really good for his word. Like, I really trusted Cliff. If I were still in the house, I'd be working with Cliff 100%. I really liked him. But, like, it really got my goat when he put up Bella without flushing a power. Like, that's, like,
rule 101 of
being in a reality TV show game.
Right.
You always flush a power. And that blew my mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, however, it still worked. He's still in the house. It's like, it did work, but I could not get over that.
Yeah.
And I don't think he necessarily like wins when he has to, because I do know he tries to win, but just, he doesn't happen to win all the time.
Just when he does, it seems like the right time when he does happen to win.
Yeah. He did win when he had to, and he has a good story. That's why I think I really want Nicole to win, but I don't know how she will if she goes up against Mickey, if she goes up against Cliff, if she goes up against Tommy. Now she's winning a little more. Like, she won. Well, can we say that with the spoilers? She just won the last veto. Right. So, like, now she has that, but, like, she's been sort of on the back burner appearance-wise from all the other house guests because, like, we see a different side of the whole entire house. But when you think of what we saw in the house and on the side of Jerry, like, Nicole was sort of like, she was a floater with Jess. And even though we see it now, she's not a floater. She's like, she tried making a big move. I hope she wins. I hope she gets it. But the jury might see it differently. So if Nicole goes up against anybody, I'd say but Holly. Because I think if she were to go up against Holly, maybe she'd stand a better chance. But I think anybody else, I don't think Nicole would win it.
Sometimes, yeah,
he won at George.
So does she.
Yeah, I think they both. I wrote down the stats. No, so double. Tommy won one HOH and two vetoes. There's still game left, and Nicole's one and one. Jackson's 3-3, and Holly's 2, and she hasn't been nominated at all yet, but she will be soon. So I feel like they all kind of have an argument to make. It'll be on finale night if they can make that argument. How they say it, because honestly, I do think Nicole can win because everyone loves her. So people hold these personal bitter feelings against somebody, and you don't know. A lot of people talk in the jury, and they tell things that maybe they make up a lie, like someone said this about you, and they'll believe it, and they'll cast their vote strictly on that, which is not what they should do. But I do think Nicole is loved by so many of the house guests that I could see her winning because Jackson made so many people mad, even though he is going to maybe set the record for the most, you know, comp wins in a season. It won't matter if he made so many people mad. So it's going to completely depend on those final two speeches.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I just feel like they all have great arguments.
Yeah. Well, also too. All right. So Mickey Jackson made a lot of people mad.
Yeah.
But when you really dumb it down though, he made America mad. Yeah. Did he really make jury members mad? Like, I'm as far as I know, I think Jack still likes him. I think Nick still likes him.
I know Annalise said she didn't, but I don't know like what she was really thinking. Yeah. When she got evicted, she's like, I'm most betrayed by Jackson because he put me up and said I was safe. And then Jack might feel like, okay, now him and Annalise are a thing and Annalise will be mad. I mean, literally James.
And Kat didn't like him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Kat, I don't know. I don't know. That's together. What it's going to be interesting finale. Who do you, okay, so we'll wrap up, like, who are each of your predictions for final two?
Go ahead, babes.
Well, I feel like you have to ask me after this week.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jackson really grew on me. He was such a.
I have mixed feelings. Like, I like when he wins comps, but then when he, like, acts up and is a jerk, I'm like, I don't like you. So it's, up and down.
He's different on live feeds. He's so much nicer on live feeds. So they portray him in a way of not very nice. But he actually grew on me.
Mm-hmm.
He's won a lot. So him and Holly have fought their way to this point because everyone has been gunning for them after the 6 years broke up. So they kind of deserve to be in the final two just because they're winning their way there.
It would be cool for them to be the first showmans to be final two.
Right.
I would be happy for them. Yeah.
Yep. And then also, I love Nicole.
I know.
Not a huge fan of Cliff because I think Cliff ruined Sam's game. So that's just a personal.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry if I offended you at all by saying I like Cliff. I don't know anybody's personal
stuff. Cliff as a person is great.
Yeah, but the game moves. Yeah.
Right. Game wise, I just have a little beef with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want Nicole to win just because she's so sweet and she's finally winning at the end where she really, really needs it.
Yeah, for sure.
To build up her resume.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really rooting for really those three, Nicole, Jackson, or Holly.
Okay.
Really. Yeah. I'll be happy with either three.
Yeah. Please. And I think that's how it's going to go too, because I'm pretty sure they're not going to flip and vote out Holly now, after Nicole won the veto and Holly goes up. I'm pretty sure they're going to stick with their final four.
Me too.
I think Tommy's going to go up and then it's all going to come down to who's going to win the next, because it's hard to sit here and say now because we honestly don't know. So Mickey can't play. So that leaves Holly, Cliff, Nicole.
Yep.
Well, Nicole.
And Tommy. Well no. Depends who
Tommy. Yeah, Tommy will probably Tommy's, be gone.
Tommy's gone. So we have Cliff, Nicole, and Holly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a toss up who's going to win. It depends what kind of competence. If it's physical, it's going to come down to Holly winning it.
Uh-huh.
If it's a mental thing, I think it would come down to Nicole or Cliff, because Cliff is good with mental.
I think it's the days. Really, it's probably going to be the days. They didn't do that yet, right? And that's what they did for our final four anyway.
Right.
Or it actually comes down to who wins the veto, because they control. They're the sole voter and who goes home, which is insane.
Oh, like after this next HOH.
Yeah, so the HOH winner just puts up two people, and then the veto holder is actually the one who gets to vote who goes home. It's more, the veto is more important than the HOH next week.
Right.
That is true.
It's crazy. It's crazy to think about. I was like, oh my God.
Who would have thought? Here we are. So that's why that's why it's still like, to me, it's still a toss up mm-hmm. because like, I don't know, like a lot can happen. There's like a, I don't want to say there's a lot of game left, but there's a lot of game moves left.
It's a lot of, still, yeah. A lot like, of potential to build your resume, I feel like, for the finals.
Yeah, yeah. Now is the time to like mm-hmm. come out as a knight in shining armor. Do your thing now, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And my predictions is Jackson and Nicole in the final two. I have a feeling.
You think?
Yeah, I do. I don't know why.
Well, I definitely think Nicole is perceived as more of a floater out of the group in the house now. Mm-hmm. Like they probably all think Nicole. I bet you every single person in the house right now would think that they would take Nicole with them. The final two, because they could all see it. Mm-hmm. We see a different side, but I think in the house they see a different side. So yeah. I think Nicole will be going. I think we'll definitely see Nicole in the final two. And mm-hmm. if Mickey wins his way out, then yeah, I think you're going to be 100% right. Mm-hmm. I mean, like that's what I was going to say too. I really think that we're going to see Mickey and Nicole. If not Nicole, then Holly. But pretty sure it's going to be Mickey and Nicole.
Yeah. And okay. And another question. Last question. What is your send it? Come from when you do that? What is that?
So send it for me is, you know, when you're in those awkward situations or there's like peer pressure or something, mm-hmm. or if you're in a college party, this is the way I describe it. If you're all swimming with a bunch of your friends and there's okay. a huge rope swing coming off a 30-foot cliff and everyone's like, Sam, you got to do it. And you're like, well, I have to do it. All my friends are watching. Uh-huh. So you go up to like cliff top and you're standing there like, oh my God, I'm so scared right now. I can't do this. The first thing that comes in your head is you need to send it because everyone is watching you. So I always feel like you hop on that rope swing and you yell, send it! And you rip off it because you're scared to death. You're terrified, but you're going to do it anyways because everyone is watching. You get it done and it's completed. And that's how I felt in Big Brother. That's why I yell for like competitions and stuff or the yeah. snakes for the activity. Like, I don't want to do that. Who wants to touch snakes?
Right.
That's not fun. Yeah. That sucks. Disgusting. My fingers smelled afterwards from the snakes. But like, that's like when I was in there, I'm like, sad yet, because you have so much built up mm-hmm. emotion from what you just did that's the only way I express it. And that's why I would constantly yell, send it, because like, that's how I expressed my anxiety, my paranoia, my excitement, my peer pressure. That's what I would do all the time. That's why I'd always yell, send it.
No, we love it. Everyone loves it. And now it's going to go down yeah. as a thing for sure in Big Brother history. Someone might so. One day say it and then they'll be like, this is for you, Sam.
Yeah. Well, Tommy dropped it the one day when they were going in the comp. I think it was this past Thursday. He was like, we just got to go out there and send it. And I was doing the podcast with Rob mm-hmm. and I was like, see, like Tommy said it all wrong. That's not how you say it.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to say send it in a relaxed tone. You're not supposed to go shopping for milk and you're going to be like, I'm just going to go in the grocery store or in the dairy aisle and I'm going to go ahead and send it. Like, no one says that. You have to do something stupid. Yeah. You have to go on a motorcycle and go to pull a wheelie and yell, send it! And drop the wheelie going down the road. Like, that's how you do it. Like, yes. People are using send it in the wrong context. It's really bothering me.
Yeah, that's so funny. Well, now we understand where it's coming from and now we can now use it correctly.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Thankfully, because everyone else is ruining it.
Yeah. Hey, well, we appreciate you guys so much for being
so
on
much.
The show.
This
so entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So funny.
Yeah.
Lively.
Yeah,
for
thanks
sure.
For having us.
But you know, yeah, we really appreciate you guys and thank you for joining us on a Coco Caliente session.
And hopefully we get to meet in real life sometime.
Yep. Well, are you guys going to Vegas or no?
No. Negativo. I've never actually gone to Vegas, even though I've been on a couple seasons. I've never done that whole
really?
Thing. Yeah, I don't know. Oh. I don't know. Maybe sometime.
Do you guys live in LA or not?
Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went back to the country life.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah. We live in a town of 800 people.
A village, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We don't right, so we yeah. don't live like by everybody else.
I did yeah. not know that.
But we'll see you guys sometime, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll cross paths in something mm-hmm. unless I don't know. Yeah. Something comes after this.
No, we right. will. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Sam and Melissa. They're such a cute couple. And Sam is so entertaining. This episode, Vic actually had to leave, so we aren't doing a Spanish word of the day segment or a weird or normal. I know it's my favorite part of the podcast, but so we will pick up on that again next week. But if you guys can rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, we really appreciate all the nice reviews. So since Vic isn't here, I will read two reviews since he is not here to read one. So let's see what we have. We love reading your nice reviews. They literally make our day. And this one is from Jube. Okay, I don't know. J-U-B-E-N, Jubenton. Love these two. 5 stars. I love listening to Nick and Vic every week. They are so down to earth and it feels like you're chatting with friends. Interviews are always easy going and flow really well. You can tell they genuinely enjoy talking to their guests. Thank you so much. We do really love talking to our guests. Like, we're really kind of picky with who we interview, and we love like engaging in a conversation and making it feel more of we're all just kind of hanging out, not like, let me drill you with a bunch of questions and see if I can get you to like crack and find out some gossip. Like, that's not what we're trying to do here. We're just trying to like bring out the real, genuine you, the best you. And that's what we like to do with our interviews. This one is by Brianna Hazek. It's called Totes Adorbs, 5 stars. I absolutely love this podcast. Each week, I wait for the notification on my phone that there is a new podcast to listen to. The conversations between Nick and Vic are so genuine and really make me believe I'm right there with them. I've been following these two since they were on Big Brother, and I was completely stoked when they started their own podcast. I adore the small banter and weird and normal segments as they really make me feel even more connected to them. I can't wait to see what their future has in store. Hashtag day one follower. Thank you, Brianna. We really appreciate it. That's actually the feel that we're going for. So I'm glad that you can recognize that. Man, this is hard podcasting by yourself. I'm like out of breath. I'm waiting for Vic to chime in and let me catch my breath, but he's not here. How do single podcasters do it? Is that a thing? I think that's a thing. Anyways, so I'm going to try to do what Victor does. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Coco Caliente Pod. You can follow us on Instagram at Coco Caliente Podcast. You can listen to all of our episodes and buy merchandise at CocoCalientePodcast.com. And you can listen on Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play. Also, lots of other places, wherever you're listening now. And like I said, worst come to worst, just go to our website, CocoCalientePodcast.com, and we have all of the episodes on there. And also, usually they're all on our highlights on our Instagram page, so you can just swipe up and listen for the direct link. Thank you guys so much for listening. And this month, we're going to continue talking about Big Brother until it's over. So we hope you enjoy. Thanks so much.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.